Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you live at Jackson Sports Bar and Grill in the capital city. Come on down and join us. We are here till 6 o'clock. Go to the phones and visit with our next guest. He is with Denver Sports Radio, 850 KOA down in Denver, Broncos sideline reporter Andy Lindahl joining us here on the program. Andy, good to have you back on. How's it going, man? How are you doing?
Good, Keith. How are you?
Doing all right. Now, I want to get into some Broncos. Were you as fired up with the national championship game as it appeared everybody else was?
It was a good game. I'm a Carolina fan,
so that was
disappointing to see the end and that they couldn't get out and play some defense. But it was a great game. I don't know. We had the Rockies going on and so forth last night. So I'm still trying to figure out why the TV setup was the way it was, quite honestly. But truth be told, Keith, I'm not the biggest college basketball fan, and I think a lot of us, I think the ratings kind of show it too. Some of it died off when the brackets were so completely busted so early in the tournament. I think this year's Final Four was interesting. It was a classic ending, but I think the NCAA needs to take a look at the way they're doing some things with the TV broadcasts and so on and so forth, because I think there's some lessons or some insights that can be learned from the whole tournament. With the numbers being down a little bit and the way you spread the broadcasts out everywhere.
Being an OU fan, I was out. I was not interested about midway through the second half Saturday, and I watched the last 6 minutes of the game last night. So there was my interest level on the whole thing, doing a sports talk show and everything and watching the last 6 minutes of the game. I guess I got the best 6 minutes, though, so that was something to be said.
See, I'm with you. I rewatched Vaughn's appearance on Dancing with the Stars, because basically I'm just trying to make sure he doesn't get hurt at this point,
yeah.
Right? And then I watched the last few minutes of that game. I think I caught the last 2 minutes of the game as Carolina kept hitting threes to make their comeback, or I guess a couple of them were underneath the basket. And then the other thing, you talk about what you need to learn. That Rockies game went 4 hours last night. By the time all the stuff we talked about was done, there still was 3-4 innings of baseball you could catch.
Oh, tell me about it. I couldn't believe that. That game went so long. Critique Von Miller's first appearance on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm interested. Now, I've seen all three of his performances so far, but right. He doesn't seem like Vaughn to me, to be honest with you. I don't know what's going on. Now, he's taking it really seriously, and I think Antonio Brown running his flap has helped that. But with as good a dancer and a free a spirit as he seems around that locker room, he seems a little uptight on that show, and I'm not quite sure why. Now, I'm not saying he's not dancing fine. I guess he's fine. I really don't know anything about the dancing. But I'm just a little surprised at how reserved he seems personality-wise.
He has not pulled out his sack dance, the pelvic thrust dancing yet?
I'm pretty sure he'd get fined if he did. That'd be another, like, when the girls lose their bras, that's happened on that show, and then all of a sudden you see the crowd inexplicably for a while. I'm pretty sure that they will not allow him to have that that classic sack dance.
Well, if he gets fined $100 per fart, I don't know. I mean, geez Louise, they're pretty rough on that show.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised they showed that, too. I'm not quite sure. But, it's what he does. I guess it's part of the story right now, right?
Yeah, definitely. So, Andy Lindahl, our guest, joining us here on the Sports Zone. What do you make of the Derek Wolfe video, throwing a punch or punching somebody at a nightclub? Is this going to gain traction like we've seen other things happen in the NFL?
I don't know. I don't know, Keith. We'll see what happens. I will say this. I think it's a small incident by itself, but I think knowing who he is, a guy that was suspended a year ago for 4 games for whatever performance enhancers, he had whatever going on a couple years ago. There's been some off-the-field storyline with him the last 4 years. And so I think when you factor that in, I don't think the league's going to get real worried about it. I think people better be smarter than to go pick fights with big defensive linemen and clubs. But I also think Derek needs to understand that as much as he may want to, and as much as it's every mid-20-year-old's right to go out to a bar and enjoy a few with your friends, that you are not every normal mid-20-year-old, and you maybe can't live your life the way some of your friends do, and you've got to be smarter about where you find yourself. And if you're going to be there, get a private room. Get a ride home. Don't make yourself accessible to the public. You just can't. So I don't think it's a big deal for the league because it doesn't look like much took place in that video that would get him in trouble. The reality is for the Broncos, who just gave a new contract, he's got to be smarter than this, period.
Yeah, definitely. So quarterback situation. Now, we're 5 minutes into this interview, and I guess that's on me. Talking about the quarterback situation, Andy. Sanchez there, Kaepernick kind of stalemated right now. Where are you seeing this? Is this deal with Colin Kaepernick eventually going to get done, or is he going to be in San Francisco?
I don't really know. I mean, I don't think it's any big deal we're waiting this long to talk about it in the interview because, frankly, there's nothing to talk about right now. They're going to have a stare-off, I think. I mean, look, everybody that I've talked to, and you know one of the guys I tap on the shoulder quite often is Jeff Legault for information. He's been laying this out from since the rumors first started 3 weeks ago after they lost Brock. Jeff said this contract is not something the Broncos are going to like. The salary is not something that he wants. I think people need to understand it's not just this year either. My guess is I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos weren't telling him, you've got to tear up the whole contract. We're not messing with this contract the next 3 years. There's dead money in the next 3 years, and that's not something that John Elway deals with. When he gets a player, he gives you your money up front, and if you're not of any use to him, and I hate to put it that way, but that's just kind of the NFL way, if you're not the same guy that they feel like they signed, a la Luis Vasquez, a couple years down the road, whether it's due to injury or maybe things don't just work out or whatever it may be, they can let go of you without a lot of dead money on the cap. Ryan Clady is $1.5 million hit to them. Luis Vasquez was a minimal hit to them. That's how Elway structures his contract. He's not taking on a contract that's going to have, I mean, I think Jeff was quoting, and I'm not positive about these numbers, but they're in the neighborhood of like $6, $7, $8 million of dead money on the rest of that contract if you decide it doesn't work out here. And I don't think there's any guarantee if Kaepernick comes here that he is what you want him to be or that he's even the starter. I know there's a lot of controversy around Mark Sanchez, but I've talked to plenty of people that think his knowledge of the West Coast offense is going to give him a leg up on a lot of the guys that come in to compete. And Colin Kaepernick, we have to remember, this is a guy that's battling from three injuries to the point where he couldn't even be released without having a medical settlement, a massive one. And he's a guy that was not popular in his own locker room. So to me, I'm not sure. I don't love the option as much as many people do. I know he was a fantasy stud. He has led a team to a Super Bowl, and I've got great faith in what Greg Knapp and Gary Kubiak can do as coaches. But all that being said, I think I've got a lot of Bronco fans tweeting me where I can just hear the desperation in their voice for a better option than Sanchez, and I realize that Kaepernick's a sexy option, but I don't know that he's truly the answer the way maybe some feel.
But don't you think with Sanchez and one of my co-hosts, the first thing that you bring up is the butt fumble. That's the first thing everybody wants to talk about. I go back to his first 2 years with, I don't know if the team is a similar one to the Broncos, but a team with a good defense that wanted to run the ball and had a ball control offense, and they went to back-to-back AFC championship games. And I look at that quarterback and put him with the offensive talent, especially at wide receiver, that they have, and maybe it will succeed.
And he beat the Colts and the Patriots in one of those years.
Yeah.
So, I'm more in your line of thinking. I mean, what I think is too bad, the butt fumble was the dumbest thing any of us have ever seen. But I'll tell you what, done a lot of dumb things in my broadcasting career, and if it lived forever on Twitter, I'd hate to think I couldn't get a job in another town because of it. This is a guy that needs to play better. And I'm not telling anybody in Denver, if he's your starter or wherever you may be a Bronco fan, I'm not telling you to go buy a Mark Sanchez jersey and hail the return of the king, so to speak. But this is a competent quarterback that knows the system, may know it better than Peyton Manning did because he was in it longer. We'll see. And this is a guy that has run the style of offense that they've asked. Now, I know there's a lot of negativity. There's plenty of people here in town in Denver that think this is dumb. There's no way he's going to be the starter. I wouldn't count out Trevor Siemian either. I think they have greater faith in both Sanchez and Siemian than anybody on the outside does. And I just don't think that can be undervalued. And I think, does John Elway want Colin Kaepernick? Yeah, we've seen that he does want Colin Kaepernick, but he wants him at his price, and his price appears to be $7 million. Whether that's Kaepernick giving up $5 million, which I don't think there's any way he's going to do, or the Niners deciding he's big enough of a problem that they pay the $5 million, and eventually they ship him here, and that's how they cut costs that way, maybe that happens. But I don't think John's budging off that number, because to me, if you get Colin Kaepernick here, then I don't know why you draft a quarterback early, frankly. And right now, I would be more in the recommendation of go grab whoever it is that you like. Maybe it's Paxton Lynch, whoever it is. Maybe it's a kid from NC State I've been told good things about. I'm not a fan of Connor Cook. I just think, again, you got to wonder about a guy that, you know, whose teammates don't seem to want to follow him. That could be a problem at that position. But whatever it is, I think you've got to understand that you're not finding the answer this year. Because to me, at least for my money, even if you trade for Kaepernick, I don't know that he's your long-term answer. He most likely needs to be more than your gamble with Sanchez. But to me, another guy that I would look at, and he's making similar money to Sanchez, is just try to flip Cleveland something for Josh McCown. Bring him out of there. Because, again, those are the kind of guys that I think bridge the gap between now and when maybe Trevor Siemian is ready. I know they think the world of that kid. I just don't know if they think he'll be ready this year.
Good stuff as always, Andy. We do appreciate it, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much for joining the show again.
Thanks, Keith. Take care.